Hey, yo.
This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire.
Off the wire.
With Alfreda's.
Hey, it's Alfreda's. Here's your hot off the wire. So police in Atlanta are looking at accusations that Mike Epps and some of his boys assaulted a man outside a comedy club, all because the guy was going in on him on the whole Mike Epps, Kevin Hart feud. Yeah. J-Lo's boy toy may have a pattern. A transgender model says she and Casper have been sextagramming, with Casper sending her or him naked pictures of himself. Where do you get somebody who has everything? A naked photo of themselves? That's what Kanye got Kim as a wedding gift. Who the hell is going to walk around with a naked picture of themselves on a purse? Wait, it's a Birkin bag. Okay, I would. Meanwhile, people are pissed about a picture Khloe Kardashian Instagrammed of she and French Montana, who is holding a gun while Khloe drinks champagne from the bottle. Classy. Rihanna's nipples were out and about last night at the CFDA Awards. Now, she won the Fashion Icon Award, but everybody's talking about what she wore. It was sheer, it was sparkly, and it was see-through. Meanwhile, everybody's also talking about a possible hookup between Rihanna and Drake at Sunday's Summerfest in New York. But if this hookup was real, why would Drake perform Breezy's song called Loyal, which is kind of a diss song at Rihanna? And remember when Ciara and Rihanna were going at each other, like kind of beefing? Well, how about now we see pictures of Rihanna and Future partying together? Excuse me, what? Speaking of Sunday's Summerfest, G-Unit is back. Yesterday, 50 debuted a track called Nah I'm Talking About, which is the first collabo from the group since 2008. Plus, 50's fifth CD, Anima Ambition, is finally in stores today. I'm Alfreda's. That's hot off the wire. If you want more stuff, all you got to do is go to the restpartmorningshow.com. Plus, you can hit me up via Twitter at Frida's Flicks. Goodbye.